yourself and believe in what brought you here. And leave everything else behind.
Had to wait for the laugh.
It's WMFO 1102 in the morning. Hi, Kirsten.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I'm making you start late again.
That's okay. You know, it's really fun to come in, and you have guests and co-DJs, and it's really cool. You're playing a song, and musician is sitting here right next to me. Can I put on your sunglasses for a second?
Sure, absolutely.
You wouldn't
cool
let me do that.
I know, but you know what?
Oh, you didn't ask. Well,
you got home at like 2 in the morning.
I know. It's really light in here. So, Tom, can you tell me a little bit about that song? You said that you didn't feel like you played it live as well as the recording. Is that what you were
suggesting? You know, sometimes some songs we play better live, and this one has been a little bit of a struggle for us, but that's one of our goals for 2019 is to play that. It's our title. It's the title track of the CD, so we owe it to ourselves to be able to play that song.
It's the one that people hold up their iPhones, like people used to hold up lighters.
Yeah, that happened to us in one of our shows with, it wasn't this song, it was Tomorrow's No Guarantee. We played in the school that I teach at, and it was 300 kids, and we just played the song, and we all look out in the audience, and they all have their cell phones out like lighters. And
very nice.
My band was super thrilled by that. I think it was our moment of the year. We had a meeting, and we said, "What was our favorite moment of the year?" And that, I think that one was the one that won. But that's the title track of our debut CD, and it's a hopeful song.
It's
a song about hope.
Song.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Tom, for coming in today.
Thanks for the invite.
And what's going on with you today? And something about the women.
Well, you know, it is December 29th, and one would think that you'd do an end of the year show, but I don't know. I just decided to go WMFO freeform style. So
I know the feeling.
Beach house, because a day without beach house is a day without sunshine.
All right, we can't have that.
No.
All right, Kirsten's coming up next for something about the women. I'm Mike. I'll be here again next week at 9. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Out in the heartland.
This is WMFO. You are listening to the show Something About the Women. This is Kirsten sitting in. 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is. So I sit in the squeaky chair, Sue likes to call it, with three other DJs, Sue, Jane, Liz, and myself. And I am happy to be here because this last semester I taught a lab on most Saturdays, so I didn't get as much airtime as I wanted. And actually, Liz is in grad school, and she had classes on Saturdays, so she will be back in January, so we'll get to hear her take on our show. And it is December 29th, so as I said, one would maybe do an end-of-the-year show, but I somehow decided to keep it freeform and just kind of go through some music that I have that I like and maybe haven't played in a while, and then play some musicians who are playing upcoming soon at, say, like Club Passim and The Burren, and then maybe some new music, and we'll take it from there. So I'm going to start with some Casey Chambers.
When I was a little girl, I had the biggest backyard in the world. It went on for miles and miles, as wide as it was high, down to the horizon, all the way up to the sky. And every now and then I heard a myo tree cry my name. When I was a little girl, I had the biggest backyard in the world, covered up with red dirt as far as I could see. I shared it with a railway and the Aborigines, southwest of Aldea, all the way down to the sea and back. When I was a little girl, I had the biggest backyard. Shine until the day I ask for it to rain. Count down the sleeps until the tea and sugar train. 10 cents on the track for days before it ever came and went. When I was a little girl, I had the biggest backyard in the world, sitting round the campfire that started from a spark, rolling down the gun barrel highway in the dark, making sure that I had all the room here in my heart for the Nullarbor. When I was a little girl, I had the biggest backyard in the world.
Thank you.
she's gone for a while. I'll stay a couple days, this is just a little trip to get out from under the pile. This place has got a hold on me, it's got a hold.
In the rosary box and seven candles in the dark, and angels hover around this room and they somehow know my heart. If I remembered you before I met you and knew you were my man, if there's a reason I should know these things, if there's a mission or a plan, from the river outside my window to the blood inside my veins, when I'm crying in the yellow taxi, when I'm sleeping on the train, if I am now just a tragic figure from an ancient mystery play, from a story you just had to tell me when I would not way, then I want to know. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know. placed your picture in a hidden locket carved from our heartstones. There's a reason why this should not happen, a chance we will regret. And stop the carousel and stop the music and show me the next step. I
When Peter Pan came to my house, took my hand, I said I was a boy, I'm glad he didn't check. I learned to fly, I learned to fight, I lived a whole life in one night. We saved each other's lives out on the pirate deck. And I remember that night when leaving a late night with some friends, and I hear somebody tell me it's not safe, someone should help me. I need to find a nice man to walk me home. When I was a boy, I scared the pants off of my mom, climbed what I could climb up. And I don't know how I survived, I guess I knew the tricks that all boys knew. You would like just a small boy on her bike riding topless. Yeah, I never cared who saw. My neighbor came outside to say, get your shirt. I said, no way, it's the last time, I'm not breaking any law. And now I'm in this clothing store, and the signs say less is more. More that's tight means more to see. More for them, not more for me. That can't help me climb a tree 10 seconds flat. When I was a boy, see that picture, that was me. Grass-stained shirt and dusty knees. And I know things have gotta change. They got pills to sell, they got implants to put in, they got implants to remove. When I'm tired, except when I'm being cut off guard. I've had a lonesome, awful day. The conversation finds its way to catching fireflies out in the backyard. And so I tell the man I'm with about the other life I live. And I say, now you're Top Gun, I have lost and you have won. And he says, oh no, no. When I was a girl, my mom and I, we always talked. I picked flowers everywhere that I walked. And I could always cry. Now even when I'm alone, I seldom do.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
or, as I like to say, sometimes the best thing that can happen to a human is a shelter pet. So that was my first set. We started out with a few artists that I've seen live and really enjoyed their performances. I think I have my music that I really love and adore, and then when I hear my musicians play live, it adds an element to it that is, I don't know. I'm just going to say special because I just am a little bit jet lagged. So first that was Casey Chambers, The Biggest Backyard from the album Little Bird. I saw her at Sinclair and she was explaining how her father had decided, or I guess her parents had decided, that they were going to move off the grid, and they packed up their car and they moved to the Australian outback. And that's where they stayed. And every couple of weeks, they would go into this little town where they would get some supplies, but they basically lived off the land. And because of that, they would play music in the evening. And as she's telling this story and going into details and the struggles and challenges, this woman next to me was just getting apoplectic. She just could not believe that that's how you were going to raise a child, and she couldn't believe that this was the story that she was telling. And then when she went into her song Biggest Backyard in the World, I think everybody got it. So it's just an incredibly beautiful song and story behind it. After that, Sean Colvin, Sunny Came Home, off of A Few Small Repairs. Sarah Watkins, Like New Year's Day, Young in All the Wrong Ways. That's my nod to the end of the year and New Year's resolutions. I suppose that's as far as it'll go. Roseanne Cash, I Want to Know, from a song demo CD. And I saw her recently in Beverly at the Cabot. The Cabot is a really wonderful place to see music. It's a little far out there, but they have there's some lovely restaurants, and they also at the Cabot itself have an amazing candy counter, so you can like stock up on snacks and sit there in your seat and listen to some good music. So I've heard a few performances there, and my most recent performance was Roseanne Cash, which was really wonderful. After that, Mandy Rowden, These Bad Habits, title track from the CD These Bad Habits. And then I ended with Dar Williams, When I Was a Boy, from the Honesty Room, who I've also seen live a couple of times. Last time I saw her, I think, was at the Somerville Theater. And she puts on a wonderful show as well. So I'm going to continue on with just some music in general, but then we'll go on to, not this set, but my next set will be musicians who are playing locally coming up in the next few weeks or months. So here's some Tift Merritt.
after you've gone. Thought I could pull myself together and do fine on my own. Sometimes I do all right, then I remember how I dreamed it, how I needed it. I thought it would be I thought it would be easier. They never told me I'd be lonely, torn up and wasted. But when you saw something else alight, you couldn't wait to taste it. I must have been dreaming. I thought it would be easier. I thought it would be easier. And it really brought me down. Ooh, does she like blue like I do? I bet she gets around. All I know today is that I can't stand it. This ain't how I planned it. I thought it would be I thought it would be easier. 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 I thought it would be just waiting for me.
free. All those nights I laid with my eyes closed, but not sleeping at all. Those nights I thought I knew which way the wind blows, but now it's blowing me. Speaks French too.
Tell me that you're okay. Are you alright? as you took off without a word. Are you alright? You flew away like a little bird. Are you alright? Is there anything I can do? Are you alright? 'Cause I need to hear from you. Are you alright? Are you sleeping through the night? Do you have someone to hold you tight? Do you have someone to hang out with? Do you have someone to hug and kiss you? Hug and kiss you. Hug and kiss you. Are you alright?
Get all our troubles in these moments. day.
Okay, well, this is Kirsten. I am sitting in on Something About the Women. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is. And that set started out with Tift Merritt, Wait It Out, from the disc Tambourine. Nothing really new in this set. That was 2004. And it looks like the record label is Lost Highway. I didn't know that there was a Lost Highway record label. There's a Lost Highway show on WMBR on Saturdays that I'm a big fan of, but I didn't know that there was a label. I tend to really look at the labels because I'm a big fan of, say, like New West Records, which Sarah Watkins is on, and then I've learned about other musicians by just going onto their website, and who else do they support? Anyway, I digress. After Tift Merritt was Shelby Lynn. I thought it would be easier from the disc I Am Shelby Lynn. And then another Roseanne